Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here today by Tina Rockhold. She is the Mercy Community Health Foundation Development Director. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Brandon, it's such a pleasure. Thanks for the invite.
I'm glad to do it here. Recently, I understand Ascension Via Christi Hospital started a campaign to fund a second cardiac catheterization and interventional radiology lab at Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Before we get into that, though, tell us a little bit more about the foundation and what you guys do there.
Sure. The foundation actually began in 1994, so we are celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. But ever since that time, Mercy Community Health Foundation has worked to receive funds, donations, garner support for healthcare at Ascension Via Christi. So it's our privilege to turn that money back around that our donors have so graciously offered and turn that into equipment, programs, education pieces, as well as all kinds of other support for Ascension Via Christi here in Manhattan.
Okay, so the foundation to It helps the hospital a lot with big purchases, it sounds like, and this is one of them.
This is one of them, yes. We're really excited to have launched our $500,000 campaign for the cardiac cath lab and interventional radiology lab. It's a big project, yes, it is. $500,000 is about a fourth of the total project cost. Ascension Via Christi will kick in another $1.1 million as well as $300,000 for renovations, technology upgrades, and things of that sort, construction, many other facets that have to go into making that utilized and able to serve patients within the hospital. So it's a big project, and we are delighted that we're able to kick that off and hopefully see lots of support going forward.
Now, a few weeks ago, March 7th, you guys actually had a campaign kickoff here and got a rather sizable donation here from the Bernie Butler family.
Yes. I tell you, it is such it's almost overwhelming to think what the Butler family, Bernie Butler in particular, has done for our community. And to think that when I reached out to the family, that they were willing to make a $25,000 earmark, their $25,000 earmark. Earmark their $25,000 contribution toward specifically the cardiac cath and interventional radiology campaign. So we are very grateful for them seeing the need and supporting the project. That really is the kickstart. That was the launch of our campaign, and we're delighted and very thankful for the family to note that as a need within our community.
So that kind of starts the process here towards the $500,000 campaign goal. Tell us why something like a cardiac catheterization and interventional radiology lab is needed.
Sure. So the new equipment is vital in order to help a growing population in our area that have cardiac or radiology conditions. Things that you might have heard of, but maybe don't know how those procedures are taken care of, include things like pacemakers, angioplasty, heart catheterization, PIC placement, treatment of peripheral arterial disease, balloon stenting interventions, and so many more. So those are common things that maybe you have heard out in the public, or your family member or your friend has had those type of that type of treatment. And we're with this cath lab, we are able to treat those conditions locally. We like for our patients to be able to be served by our local hospital. It keeps those procedures within town, and it helps to keep our patients near their family, near their home, and that really in the end facilitates a quicker recovery.
And, you know, kind of to that point here, it's so much better when people can have that treatment close to home, because you know, minutes can sometimes count, like it can mean life or death, basically.
It can. And so by having these procedures locally, it's better for the community. Some of the details specific to this piece of equipment are very important as well. You know, technology, you think of your cell phone. My cell phone is probably 5 years old, and the capacity and the ability is almost antiquated. So when it comes to medical devices, especially something of this magnitude, The digital quality is exceptional. It is superior in regard to other machines. Another benefit of this is that it provides the lowest doses possible of radiation to the patient. So we're trimming that down even more so than previous machinery and equipment. This particular piece of equipment provides more comfortable and quicker exams for patients. And this is a big one. The possibility to combine diagnosis and treatment in one single procedure. So as a patient undergoes surgery, angioplasty or stent, if the physician notices that is necessary, they can do that immediately instead of having to schedule another appointment. So it's quicker treatment time. It's better for the patient that they don't have to go under anesthesia again and many circumstances like that. And as I had already mentioned, the ability to meet the increasing demand of those diagnostics and treatments performed in this lab, in this hospital, close to home.
A piece of equipment like this, I had a chance to see some pictures here. It's a pretty big piece of equipment.
It is. So it does have a need for its own space. And as I mentioned earlier, technology and many things will need to be updated in order to provide space for this equipment. But it is a fascinating piece of equipment. Just the technology in itself to rotate around the patient versus the patient being rotated, numerous other ways that this particular piece of equipment can really benefit the patient is exceptional.
Is it pretty minimally invasive then when they're laying down there?
This new equipment and table in particular make it much easier to treat the patient. It's much more comfortable for the patient, and it's a quicker and simpler process for the patient to be diagnosed and treated.
As I understand, there's already one at the hospital?
There is, yes. That machine is aging, and actually we did have two cath labs at one time, so the other cath lab is actually out of service, and so we need to get that second cath lab back up and running, and by promoting this particular campaign, creating awareness for the need, we hope to really garner some support and explain the importance of this particular equipment here in our hospital.
All right. So obviously you want to get some people to donate here to this campaign here. Where can they get information on how to do that?
Well, I am happy to answer any of their questions. They may call me directly at Ascension Via Christi. They can call me directly at the hospital, and I would love to talk with them or meet them if they are interested in getting more details about the campaign. The best way to contact me would be by phone at 587-5462. Or they may contact me at my email, which is tina.rockhold@ascension.org. Or they can visit the Mercy Community Health Foundation website, which is simply mercyfdn.org.
Okay. And as mentioned, this campaign just got underway a few weeks ago. Have you had any more donations since that time?
Well, we have. We actually had support by the Manhattan Medical Group, which they were able to help fund part of our kickoff event, which was tremendous. I've had a couple of other donations trickle in, so we're very grateful for that. And, you know, projects of this magnitude are not possible without donors and the support of of those who believe in the mission of local health care, who believe in the projects that we're doing within Ascension Via Christi. And we really look forward to not only this piece of equipment, but the Mercy Community Health Foundation also just recently funded $500,000 toward the 3D mammography campaign. So that was one of their most recent projects, but numerous other projects in the past, but going forward, that help make Manhattan in this area a thriving, healthy, and more active community.
All right. Again, the website is mercyfdn.org, where you can learn more information about this. Anything else we should know?
I just appreciate the opportunity to be here. If anyone has any questions, again, feel free to reach out to the Mercy Community Health Foundation. Website was given earlier. My name's Tina Rockhold. They can call me at the hospital, and I'd love to chat more. Thank you so much.
All right. Again, Tina Rockhold, Mercy Community Health Foundation Development Director. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.